station. You just, how many shoes will you get? So you want to wear. Because they repeat shoes.
Oh, okay.
Right. Yeah, no. Hey guys, welcome to another exciting episode of the So Nigerian Podcast.
Sir.
Today is your boy Damiaros.
And you have Isaac Medici.
Yes, and we have a very, very interesting guest with us today. We have a triple platinum. Grammy.
You say he gives
soon to be Grammy nominated Grammy recording artist.
Sir,
my guy, this my is my family, bro. This is my boy, my own boy.
Family of the podcast.
Family of the podcast, you know.
Ajay,
the realest.
My brother, what's good now?
How you doing now? That's just.
You can't get chill for you.
Bro, bro, see you, don't mind. This is the touch me. It's good.
you guys know that like I'm keeping my hair, and it's because I want to be in the mind frame to start recording music.
Guy, get away.
If I carry out my look out to wave, say I want to start music. Now go listen.
I don't know what they do, man.
Which artist do you see? Aside from
Davido. Who are they on look out?
Davido know if you grow here now.
Davido, you're good, same.
But normally, like Nigerian artists, you know, starter pack, you guys get this guy.
Nobody says even mad at me right now. So.
Energy.
But
before we go on, you guys make sure you subscribe, like, click that like button on our YouTube right now.
Sir.
Make sure you subscribe, comment on the Spotify Q&A. Speaking of the Spotify Q&A, we have a very, very interesting question, and we are giving away two tickets to our live show to, if you can get the correct answers. Plenty might be able to get the correct answer, but we'll keep the questions there. So make sure you head to the Spotify Q&A and answer the question.
The winners are people that obviously have been listening over time.
Yes.
So if you've listened over time, you'll have answers to the question.
To the questions.
Yeah, so it's simple.
So you guys should make sure. And the ticket link, those of you that don't know the answers to the questions.
Yes.
The ticket link is in that episode description. You guys, see, we've told you people very limited.
Very limited. And the tickets are going so.
And this is our first live show. We're trying to do something small, but we'll do something big. So you guys have been saying one live show.
This is the time. Now, no excuses. We've done our part. It's for you to do your own part.
I'm doing this without no sponsor. Just
see, basically they call that thing full vibes. I just doing this.
And bro, there's giveaways. There's raffles. There's going to be a very interactive session. Questions. You guys would. Ajay the realest is going to be there.
Yeah.
Like, maybe ask you on record now. Free performance day.
You want to talk on the spot?
Yeah, like,
forget your management.
Forget your manager.
No, forget
your
manager.
Manager, I don't care. Manager, I don't care. Free performance, are you?
See, you don't talk, yes, you don't talk. You just know.
In the court of law, I would never say that.
you pay the fees.
I don't know.
So, you guys, make sure you subscribe, make sure you like and comment, like, listen on Spotify.
You talking about the most important thing. He's going to be wearing his suit that is. If you want to see our suit.
I actually tested out this suit.
If you want this thing sizing well, like it fits far. So you have no excuses.
Because of tipping, I never grew. So yeah, we're also live from the Spotify studios.
Sir.
Shout out to Spotify. And yes, Ajebo. Ajay.
When this guy called me Ajebo for what?
No. When maybe Ajebo will call you for school. It's nice if we don't know you from house.
He take you way back.
As why you spoil by that time, things were.
Okay, now you don't so. So as the soft, now you don't shut your name. Yeah,
Ajay.
Made the ball come out.
Yeah. Drop life freestyle for us.
Guy, get up. I'm going to do life freestyle.
Drop life free.
Guy.
But how annoying is that thing? Like when people tell you, like, oh, randomly, an artist, or drop something for us.
Guy, like me with the drop song every 3 months I decrease. Like I'm dropping this so that you guys hear my shit. Like why can't you just search Ajay the Realest?
Just search and listen to music.
Yes, and like you just want to just like as if we're in 2003 where you go radio stations and freestyle. But like increase like if you want to test if I'm that bad, no issue. But like not mediocre shit now. Like let's do get like me, no, don't mind me.
If there's something coming after the freestyle,
I guess.
That's because I understand creative process for an artist, but Your head includes this year, Chris. This your head is the distraction. What's your
head? I want to talk with
teacher.
I know if you do that kind of thing.
But like, it just takes me down to like creative process for most artists. Like, and Adje being somebody that I've known since like days when we're in uni together, like, he sort of like him in person, like personally, like he has changed his creative process. Like, he keeps on evolving and he keeps on trying new things, even in his style of music. Started as he's still a rapper, but hardcore rapper. Yeah, I start like, yeah. Like I didn't even try.
You did freestyle, you know?
Yeah, like I go to my Instagram. Instagram, I go even for room. I'll come there. Wait to be that room. Is it like G2 or something?
Like, I just used to freestyle for us. You understand? Like, so I never thought it was somebody that okay would. He would even try, say, he wants to try like an Afrobeat style trap. Type
stuff,
or, yeah. Yeah, but versatility don't want wound them these days.
Yeah, you don't feel limit yourself now.
So, like, as your creative process was like, you know, trying to like adapt, okay, say Nigeria now, we know that most people, for an artist to, but I think, or was it Whiskey or something, you said a comment about like how dead rap is or some shit like that. Do you understand? So, like, you being somebody that you grew up with the intention of, now rap, pure rap. You wanted to be a rap artist. Do you understand? Are you confident the mix arm?
You know, it's crazy because it's like my first song. I think I dropped my first song. Way. I think what I'm doing now is what I did my first song. But at that point, the best I know how to sell myself was through punchlines. So and the best way I could sell punchlines was in rapping. So it's like not like I'm mood nine. Like I just want to like just sell like and that's kind of like got me traction plus the whole like the book cover at the point. So it's like I got things in place. But now with the whole evolution, like you have to say. So like my own was if I rap here, I now knew how to balance rap and singing with like Afro swing.
Mm.
So it now looks like I'm still rapping. Meanwhile on Boys I didn't even rap.
Yeah,
in numbers I did rap, but people just be like, because of he's talking, so he's rapping. It's like Shiva is rapping. No, are people rapping? No, so but you just imagine.
Do you know in my head? I think Ashake is rapping.
Do you even get like?
Do you even call Shalibu?
Yeah, because of it's like
Shalibu being a rapper
in Afrobeats now.
He doesn't sound like rap to me though.
Shalibu doesn't sound like rap. Shalibu sounds like a rapper to me. His song
doesn't sound like a rapper to me.
I don't think Shalibu is doing. I don't think he's just talking. I think that guy is not Shalibu. I think Shalibu is a new genre. Cause like the only people.
So you don't see, you know the rap.
I don't think he's singing. I actually do not think he's right. I don't think he's singing. Like you know what singing is. Yeah. So I think he's just like I think he's vibing. And for like the cruise about music is this: anything you make cool, look cool. And it's popular, like you're a genius type shit. So it's
like I will see your branding.
So. Yes, you have to just give everybody their flowers. Like, do you know how hard it is to like break out? Then there's certain people that broke out without like going through the norms. Like, if you check the last 4 years, in the last 2 years, only four artists have blown. Imagine, and they are not even the conventional artists that this industry people
want.
So it's like Ashake, Shee Vibes, Odumodu, and Shadi Poppy. Finish. And Odumodu and Shadi Poppy, I'm sure if they were sending their SoundCloud links to industry people that will check my music, they will ignore them. No, the rest people that are singing it, no matter what, nothing's happening for them. So it's like everybody has just got to a point where it's like
something
you
different.
Must just understand that these people now, like Nigerians themselves, are tired of the normal
thing.
Afro because I think they watered down Afrobeat to please the.
Well, I think
that's white. Why everybody should call me Afro something.
Yes, Afro. Afro something. Like
so to I the balance. I think that's because everybody started leveraging on Amapiano too much. Yeah. Everybody's in the shakers, the same Amapiano. So the pom-pom sound that we knew started to water down, like you said.
Yeah.
So now everybody is looking for something different from the Amapiano and shakers and all that.
Yeah, I think personally. I think Amapiano killed Nigerian parties. That's my take. I think Nigerian parties, like when I'm drunk, when everybody that I know that I'm seeing, when they are drunk, just like singing lyrics. Now, in Amapiano songs, we don't really know
the lyrics.
So it's like everybody just do. You feel me? Like it's like everybody's kind of like happy with the old drums, but it's like, once you just hear
music is rhythm now, like
yeah, no, I get what you're saying, but I'm telling you, if they should play 50 Afrobeat songs back to back, or they should play 50 Amapiano songs back to back. By the 10th Amapiano song, people will be tired. Unlike the Afrobeat songs, where it's like you can, they can't take it back to when you hear the kick. Like yeah. they can just play anything yeah. like that will just make the whole party go on. Yeah. But after all this, it's like you can take it far, but it's like don't yeah. do Amapiano. Like there's a party went for me and my guys for free. Went for that party.
Mm.
It's a whole Amapiano team party.
Mm.
Bro.
You're tired.
We swore that we never go to any major party. If they, cause like it's not like it's not a bad genre. It's not just a genre that you want to hear for that
long. For a long time.
Me yeah. personally. Yeah. Mm. So I feel like they should be mixing it at least DJs because like they do it and me you know, maybe I'm mad. You get.
I think that we ignored our own type of sound. And yeah. then we now started doing
Me, I disagree. I mean, I really like Amapiano.
No, I'm not saying I like Amapiano. I fuck Amapiano like mad.
And I think Amapiano cannot be the same. Like people always, obviously there will always be similarities in their rhythm, their beats, their instrumental. But every Amapiano song is looking very, very different and very everything has like vibe. There's bro, you get Amapiano song where you sleep. Again, Amapiano song where you ginger to work. Do you understand?
Yeah.
So like even Tyler. First Tyler song was Getting Lit.
You're getting the pure.
Yeah.
Ashake does Amapiano too. Like everybody has
Amapiano
record. Yeah. I'm telling you, because of we can sing them.
Yeah.
Mm. Like people are lapsing the lyrics P. Like mm-hmm. as much as melodies are the most important.
Mm-hmm.
I'm telling you, they are singer, for example, now. Melodies. Like Charlie Poppy can actually has to just drop Lamba for you guys to fuck with him. It's not like necessarily the thank you. So yeah. like words to play long way.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm telling you, Udmudo and Charlie Poppy, that's their major like Lamba. And those are the only two people that blew last year.
Yeah.
So it's like why are we mistaking the whole lyrics P? Like why are we not seeing that okay, lyrics to as much as like why are we not listening to
what they are saying.
Thank you. Like, why would we are, let's say everybody enjoyed Despacito. People are saying, Despacito. People are listening to Love and City. Yeah, people are listening to Love and City in India. Fine. That's why melody is very important. But lyrics, like, your home people, like, it's like, that's why they cannot be stars here with the South African artists. Like, they'll be big here and we'll still fuck with us and see the most.
So the problem with that is their songs will be big here. But like they themselves,
unlike us in their country.
Because I love Amapiano songs and I don't know who sang it.
Yes,
yeah, definitely. Do you get? Definitely.
Yeah, and we don't even care. Because they're not connecting. Yeah. We don't even care.
Yes, exactly.
There's something somebody who's just, yeah. Let's say there's a lyric you just say, like, who is this guy?
Yeah,
what have you gone through?
There's some artists. I think there's some songs that like they'll blow past the artist. So, do you understand? So
yeah,
like,
that's scary.
Your song will travel if you know travel. Your song will travel if you know travel.
Music travel.
So I think one of the things he mentioned was very important. And I think that he also kind of like represents this in himself, even considering this S style and this Red Cup. Every single video I've seen this Ajay, I think it was even on Curtis. This Red Cup is water that is inside.
No reason to do.
But like I feel like it just transcends into branding for you. Yeah. You understand? Like, and that's one of the things that makes us see the artist himself also like transcending to your music and how you make it. So like, you know, even with the one of, okay, oh, your song is blowing or, you know, because of the lyrics, what you went through, things you said. My favorite Ajay song is Say a Prayer. You understand? Like, as a guy to book is 9 to 5. Really, it should do fear, boys. Do you understand? Like, it was just literally a song about him talking about as a young guy, bro. Like, there are just different things where they go through, like, just trying to make it. And, you know, that song, yeah, as I'm going to my 9 to 5, I'm listening to him enter like $2 rise. I'm going to say, I need to hustle, man. I'm too young. I need to make money. Do you understand? So, those kind of things just like condition my mindset, that kind of thing. So, just listen to it. And, like, knowing him personally, that helps me. No gravitate towards that song, so that one are my favorite jam of yours. But like, it takes me to the next question of Omo. Let's be honest. Like, I know you're not signed to any label right now, and you know, how is life as an independent Nigerian artist? Like, what are the struggles you face? Just pour your heart. They don't give you podcast right now. Pour your heart, because obviously, like, I know it's hard.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Do you understand? And even artists that are on that record label, it's hard for them. Can you imagine being
there's this crazy idea that people have, like, just why can't you just do a 9 to 5 by the side and use the money from your 9-to-5 to push your music. Like, at least you can balance it. Like, why can't you just try it?
Yeah.
If they burn you well, try it. Try and work 9-to-5 and do music like this. You're hoping somebody will come and save you. Like, that's your biggest peel. That somebody, let's say, you not drop freestyle on Saturday. Because you have to wash your clothes on Saturday. Your work clothes. Like, I tried it. And
so why independent artists don't do 9-to-5?
Go find a remote.
Because
you find a remote.
Bro, you have to do fraud or said. Like, the work has to be very mobile. Like, because, like, if somebody needs you on a Friday morning to be at work, yeah, let's even go. Let's go. Let's say they're paying you $600K a month. Let's say your rent is 3 million naira. Let's even say you're renting. Yes, now. Let's even say you're packaging your life.
You guys, they were the creatives.
Do not much is Snapchat ads. Like, what are you even doing? Like, stop that thing. You cannot reverse record, except you're recording yourself and you're producing yourself. It's like, there's a whole lot of work that just, like, that invalidates you doing the music thing. Like, don't just do the music at the end of the day, because I think music is a full-time job, and I think music is very jealous. I think music is jealous. I think if you're an artist and you go and, like, and you are working in the bank, well, you're a banker, you're not an artist. Like, it's like the music will leave you. So it's like,
I don't know, the music is, you're doing it for fun.
Yeah, like, I know a couple guys trying to juggle it though. Like, no, like, well,
because economic bills, they wait for you now.
So. Yeah, I mean, I'm not the firstborn, so it's like, I can afford to
responsibility
so far, like, take this. Yes, but some people, like, they're the firstborn and they love the music, so they actually have, like, life is more. Yeah, me, I don't really have responsibility. Them, though, I don't have responsibility. I'm only responsible for my music. I have a baby sister, that's what I have. She has like 10 people that are older, like,
plenty.
Spread on her. Like, I'm really just focusing on my music. And it's crazy because, like, music is expensive right now. And how me I'm basically doing this is, I have enough guys. Do you get? And at times it looks like as if I don't want a deal, but the deals that come in just don't make sense. It's not like as if I want to be independent. I know. Some deals don't just make sense. I mean, I'm not that.
Give us an example of a deal that makes sense. Like,
first of all, they'll tell you, don't focus on the advance. Just look at what they can do for you. But people that want to give you $5K advance, people don't want to give you $5,000 advance. Do you even have money to push your music? Like, do you think it's 30 million naira to blow in Nigeria? Let's say you want to pop. Do you think Iron Math now? Do you think they spend 15 million on Iron Math? Or like every other place I see that they're breaking
out? Are you saying 15 million isn't enough to break out
in Nigeria?
Maybe, I don't know. The industry might be selling. You know, all these people, they have had this to sell the OP. I think that 30 million is just to farm on Apple Music. It's just to farm one song. I think if you play that out to farm a song, I don't think that you have, like.
But so if you want organic growth now, 50 million is not enough.
Organic growth. Who? If you show me, tell me an example of an organic growth artist.
Let me see. Somebody O'Malley. Okay, I won't say O'Malley.
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 I remember Aaron's tweet. O'Malley won't.
I'm sorry.
Promo.
I think.
No, I mean organic.
There is no organic.
I think
no organic growth.
No. So when I mean organic, I mean like no farming, nothing.
Okay, like that.
Your ads genuinely, or your promo genuinely got you fans. Do you get? Not that you were a streaming fan. Maybe you've not heard your song from anywhere. The next thing you're posting. Sorry. If you've not heard the song from anywhere, next thing you're posting, 20 million streams on this song. Do you understand? That's not organic. Yeah. Do you get? But like, let's say, I can use Odumodu, for example. When Declan Rice came out, it was popping. Do you understand? But like, you could see that Native side pushing in more to make the song. Like, then the song now became very big. Arsenal did that thing with the song. There were other things. He started pushing him, started posting tweets with DMs with Declan Rice. You understand? All those things were, that's organic, you understand? Because he was doing the work. Black Bones too, you could see that he was putting in the work and he was.
I don't think that's organic.
Well, I think, organic basically, organic in today's market is, okay, this song is good. you put it in the necessary avenues, like playlists, radio, TV.
All those things are money as well.
And TikTok. No. Organic, there's money.
What I presumed
you were. Organic, as you drop a song and it will blow.
Guy.
You still organic, do you understand?
No, that's organic. Organic.
It's organic now.
No, it's organic. But it's not organic because if you should do it in juju.
What I'm saying is, obviously, there is no way you can blow that form of promo in Nigeria. That's what you guys are literally saying.
I'm thinking
because obviously, like, there are ways or things, like, for example, there's this someone put me down above down a whiskey. Shabuzi. That song, how it literally blew was, okay, the guy was posting it on himself on TikTok.
That's what you think.
And then, hold on now.
But you know they pay people to post on TikTok,
bro. Hold on now. Let me land. I feel like, obviously, like, there was...
Let him land.
I was that guy signed.
He was signed after this thing.
After the song.
Yes, now.
That's what you think.
God of mercy.
But all these things, there are a lot of things going
on. I don't know. I've not done my.
I feel like sometimes in a way, like American music, even like those kind of like ways of like a song will blow 3 years later, that kind of thing. Maybe they did a video on TikTok. That on TikTok now, there are so many songs on TikTok that you might not even know the time of recording or time of release of the song. That kind of thing. Just happen organically.
Like Dodo right now.
Dodo,
yeah,
probably didn't plan it, but because somebody did a dance, that kind of thing. Yeah. So, in that way, it happens a lot in the American system, you know, where you just see like a 17-year-old make music and blow. This Olivia Rodrigo, driver's license, do you understand? Like, she got signed after the song, all those kind of thing, and then she started making music, do you understand? Yeah. And her music happened to be good. So, obviously, like in Nigeria, it's harder that way because people don't even hear your music first if it's not a certain way promoted. I was very Black Bones 2020. He hawked his music.
Yeah, like,
his music, bro.
And that was somebody in the label. Like, you have to just understand.
So now imagine somebody that is
there's no sign.
It's even like, so let's say people in DAPA now. Let's say artists in like DAPA or Empire, like Buju. They can even like, as far as there's a management that can sell the music, you don't really need label, but it must be self-sufficient to an extent. I don't know how to explain it. Like you're recording your providing of your metadata, you can handle. Those. I'm not sure. I don't know how the deals work, Sha, but like then, but like with labels, the pee with labels is this. Let's say what are the top three? Let's say Mavens, YBNN, I don't know, Sha, basically.
That's me.
Guys, stop.
Be for real.
That's video. basically, labels, they are like in control type shit. I mean, I feel like when you're with this management, you can drop as much as you want. And dropping as much as you want is your formula right now. I'm telling you. The Odumodu, Shadipopi, Ashake, Ashake. Did it drop like every morning? It's like you just wake up and did it drop? Like that. That's just what most labels are doing that they don't know that is hindering the artists is like they overthink drops. I don't think you should overthink drops. I think you should drop as much as you want, especially when you're starting. Me, you know, say me, I never. Everything I'm saying is me. For the come and say you will never blow. Okay. But I think you should drop as much. I'm just telling you patterns, so it's not like as if I'm saying these people. They drop a lot. These people, they don't resign drops. Do you even get like even dance with Buju drops? Like see that Philomena song. Like as if he just thought of oh my god, drop this song. And not knowing that we even African, we can just laying up. Yeah. So it's like just drop. Like you never really know which song. And nigga, I will be in the club and people are bumping Philomena. So it's like you really never know what just makes the next person your biggest fan. And that's just what you really want. Cause like even the whiskey, there was a time when Whiskey started his career, it was dropping every Monday. I'm telling you, 2011, it was dropping like consistently. So it's like, I think like that's just one of the hacks. But labels kind of like limits.
But do you have any reasons why you would join a label or not?
Yeah. Yes, sir. Like the stress. Guess what I would if I did it right now? I don't go just the person.
Yeah, you have a team, every other thing.
All I just
structure.
Yeah, there's just structure. It's like you just be like this, you just be like, Yeah, now you're dropping on Friday. You shoot, but, you just enter the shoot and just shoot and just deep and just think of the idea before you get like. But now it's like I'm the creative director, I'm the social media manager, I'm everything, nigga. I'm just like this guy. But yeah, at the same time, I'm pushing Shah. And the cruise is here. People actually think I'm in a label. Like, that's the
shit. Yeah, I can't lie. When I saw Onboy's video, I was like, back in DD season. That was my mind, to be fair.
Because, like, I said to God, if Arrow does double cast it, I don't like saying I'm independent. Because, like, it fans kind of like. Yeah, I don't like it. I don't like that image of I'm suffering. I'm not suffering. I'm eating. I'm doing. If music, like, you get like, I'm not trying to just do music for like why I'm doing music. Not like I don't want to make, but like I know that if you do something this good, this well, for a long time.
Consistency will reward
you. Under quotes, it gets me. So it's like, yes, like that was my
feeling. So I wanted to ask, how does the streaming system work?
Streaming?
Yeah.
I don't know.
No, like pay, like what's the pay like?
I've never asked.
Are you serious?
So you never made money from streams or what?
I've not asked.
So you just, like your distributors just send you money. You don't know how much
my distributors. Actually, I've not asked. When I first started with this show kid, now let's say I did like 100 questions with my distro kid. And I would try to check. They said that my Nigerian card is not working. I said, okay. I started not using. God, I've gone through shit, man. Like, there was a time I paid DAPA. It's in Naka, me and Beans. I paid DAPA 250K. To distribute the song. We didn't get plays. And we're thinking that, okay, maybe this will put us.
So what was the 250K for?
Nothing, to just put my song. And you know, that song has like, let's say, no, that is not 100K. They don't still give me anything. Like, I will stop acting. I've gotten to the point where it's like, okay, make I do one. The get time where you say, I could just ask for my money. Like, my first proper distro deal was with Sound Genie last year. I kind of like, that's like my biggest momentum so far. So, yeah. Like, that's the first time. And I just requested for, like, the details yesterday. I swear, yesterday, I just sent them in. I also know how much I've made, actually. I don't know how streaming works. So, most people actually, what happens is, there's publishing, then there's royalty.
Mm.
You register your song, like, publish, like, you have a publisher, you register your song, you edit something, so, then there's money there, but people don't really know that there's money there. But with me, I don't think I'm making enough, like the money I spend on a song.
Mm.
I don't think if a song should come back with less than that money, I don't think it would be encouraging for me
to continue.
So you don't I'm not checking. Like let's just be good.
You're just there for the
yeah. But I'm sure it'll be good money now because if you accumulate everything,
yeah,
I've been doing it for like 2 years. I'm sure it'll be good money now, but. Because you get time with
so what then? What then inspires you to keep? Because if you're not seeing money,
I'm gonna pure love,
yeah. Guy.
Pure love.
It's just, you know what's crazy? I think my motivation is people thinking I cannot do it.
Hmm.
It's funny. Like, do you know that people that just believe that you cannot do it?
Has somebody ever told you that one? Stop your family. Like, anybody told you that one? Like,
guy, there was a guy. There was a guy, I don't think he's used to greatness. Like, the guy seeing me is like, are you attempting this thing? Like, are you mad? Like, you also attempt this. And the clue is that, like, the route I'm taking is like, I'm not trying to pop and just like, everybody will know. Like, I'm doing this thing, like,
gradual.
It's career now. Like, you know what career, like, my career. Like, so it's like, this is what I'm doing. And the guy is looking at me like, who do I know that's blown? Like, what are the odds of blowing? The guy is like questioning, and me is like, but that guy is a believer now. Like, you need day now. He did your set. One dead guy.
He came to his room.
I came to Ion or something for chapel or something.
Let me understand. He asked you, what I do this music?
No, so it's like my cosmate is playing my song. Like, it's like, guy, you're bad. I'm like, oh, bless, brother. No, I'm like, they feel that. Everything is like, bro, like you, like got artists, like, yeah. So it's like, so you could do them after school like this. I'm like, yeah, I did after school. You guys like, he could not understand. He's like, you don't just want to just work and feed your family. Like, you want to do music. Like I'm sure the guys don't used to the concept of just going outside, you know, to do something. But like,
because the thing is, I think it's because of the chances are quite
slim. Yeah, very sure.
And what is true?
I don't think so. I don't think the chances are close.
There are people that are making music, dude.
That's what you were saying, bro. Everybody blue.
No, but there are people that,
bro. When I found out,
show me example of somebody that had momentum.
When I found out, Asake was clocking 31 in January.
I'm telling you, Udumudu was locked down with me. I'm telling you, everybody, bro. I knew means from skin. It's like 2019 means. Abi, it was when uni now. This nigga still popped with what? He had number one. What? Like I'm telling you, like. Everybody, no, like,
one of the
bro, it's like I'm telling you, Asake Udumudu, bro, we haven't going far in this our generation, like with this generation. Them MI, they were playing at 31 now. Yes, now Anoti was like, I'm telling you, they were old that time. Like, they're not sorry, I'm not using the word old, but like, they had gone like they were 30, like at that point. Like, I'm gonna say like 30 is cool because of like obviously Wizkid popped at 18, like,
yeah,
they do that, but, yeah. Whatever. But I'm telling you, there's no.
Even Burna Boy was like probably like 7 years into the game before he got his big huge.
But he was still popping
6 years. Like, bro, I don't like that talk.
What I'm saying, bro,
all of you should get out with that talk.
He's not a new car. Don't do that.
Burna Boy was like, well, tell me somebody that's hot right now that was as hot as Burna Boy then.
Someone that's hot right now.
Yeah, let's see. Who you think is in this generation? That's like Bonaboy.
Let me see.
Ooh. You have your points.
Thank you. So everybody should rest. What I think personally is everybody, because of like there was a difference between the blue. Because him, I think the way Bonaboy blows is it's not up and down. Once he blew here, he can blow there again. It's like, he knows how to penetrate that market. I think if he wants to have another last, like, he can keep, but it's not like, he cannot just have, I don't want to put an example now for the excited this, but I don't think he can have a low vanity. I don't know how to level it up. I think if he has a low vanity, he'll be able to drop like three more. Like, I think, he could penetrate that. If Bonaboy had done a year, and went back to dropping a song like Don't Go Gone with that kind of numbers, everyone would be like, he did not really blow. But he kept up with Odilo. He just kept up. The next Grammys, and he's like, oh, this is blue. Nigga, he has been hot for a minute. It's like, why are you guys just trying to limit the guy? Yeah. Me, sorry, I'm just emotional about that way because, like, everybody sleep on the guy.
Because this too much glazing.
No, you guys, like, you're narrated the guy. It's not narrated today.
I don't agree with him, though.
And I guess that's how you say he was not blue.
No, what?
Tell me a song as big as Soki.
You don't understand. Like, what I'm saying, what I meant was level. Do you understand? Obviously, like, he was known and he was famous and he had blown a certain level. But obviously, like, the level that he took it upon after, like, 2018, 2019 was not the level that we knew him when he was just amongst AKA, NBA, South Africa markets, Nigerian markets. Do you understand? So, like, there's always, no matter how big you are, no matter how much money you make, there's always more to make. An artist, some artists, like, that Burna Boy's blow was their peak. Do you understand?
Yeah.
So like that one, they are okay. That's greatness for them. That one, that level. Do you understand? There are so many artists we can mention that like where we never consider would be as big as Burna Boy now. That were at that level at that time. Bro, Sean Tizu won over this one next year. Do you understand? So like level, and Sean Tizu was blown then. My express music. Now surely. Do you understand? Yeah. So like. Obviously, like artists, there's always like levels that you would break. So nobody would have imagined it would break that barrier, like be that high. Mm-hmm. That's where I'm heading to. No, I'm not saying like.
But Burna Boy and Shantizu, they were as big now at that point.
But Shantizu was actually bigger.
Shantizu was bigger than Burna at a point now.
You think before year, Shantizu was bigger than Burna?
Not before
year.
When Shole was popping.
If you cannot say before year, no, let's be careful. Let's go back. Papa.
Before year, Shantizu's buzz had died down.
But Shantizu blew, Abby.
Yeah, he blew.
And Burna Boy was bigger than Sean Tizzle before. Year.
No, you can't say he was bigger than Sean Tizzle
before. Year.
Yes,
but it was like the same level. Thank you, but one blew. Guys, thank you guys for shooting yourself in the leg.
No, what he's saying is, as at that time.
Okay.
Chill, listen.
Okay.
As at that time.
Okay,
if you're a Lagos show promoter in 2013 or 2012, 2013, and you see Burna Boy and Sean Tizzle,
who will you go for?
Who will you go for? Can you remember Sean Tizzle?
No, Sean Tizzle had a run. No, we are saying the same thing.
Mm.
So he blew.
Mm-hmm.
And before he, before he,
the buzz died
in Nigeria generally. No, not buzz now.
Mm.
In Nigeria generally.
Mm.
Everybody that knew Sean Tizzle knew Burna Boy.
And that one said that was it.
So you're wrong now. That's what I'm saying. So Burna Boy was not everybody knew Burna Boy. He wasn't yes, sir. You cannot come and say he was small.
Okay, I just thought of something.
But it was not as big as
I just thought of something.
Yeah, we'll argue for you. Let's stop. You know something we don't argue. Guy, let's stop.
Let's agree to disagree.
I don't agree. Anything.
I get one point, but after the recording.
I will not agree because like David the whiskey, like they're just misconceptions. Even down to Portable, everybody's just wrong about certain things. People think Portable is not good. Like how will you settle that thing Portable is not? Like, bro, like are they jam Portable?
I'll say it's relative, Sha.
Yes.
I'll say it's not good. I'll just say it's
relative. Yes, I think guy, because like guy, so at the work now, that time I did get 195. At the work at this site, I wear my helmets. People they walk.
And they drop music.
No. One of the bricklayers guy just on the speaker, started play Portable. But everybody was singing this thing. Like I'm telling you, Portable songs that you will never hear. Like I think if I don't tell you this song, you know, see that you know, they were wiping this song there. And I'm like, there's this song particular, Claire. I'm like, this song is hard. Nigga.
Never heard of it in my life.
Thank you. And I'm telling you, people are jamming. So there's where this confidence is coming from. You're like, that's what song this guy get away. He just get this guy confident. No, meanwhile, if goes to Ogun State, you sell out. Yeah, like, it's popping in places. Yeah. But like,
it's like Small Daughter too. Like,
thank you. It's like, bro, everybody's winning. But
everybody
like,
has that market.
Everybody's winning, but like PR just differentiates everybody. It's PR. It's like, if Shatawadi should actually do proper PR, you think, everybody's like, guy, everybody's, he's like, there's bad PR for everybody. Everybody's winning one way or the other. But like, there's win, and there's win. So it's like, then burn up, like, people are winning.
So just taking you back to this Portable conversation of like, or having, you know, a sound that resonates with a specific audience of people. Have you ever had a situation where, like, you know, your style of music, the way your song is, maybe song arrangements and the way you, your creative process or you making a song, and somebody just thinks, okay, like, bro, like this song, people tell you that, this song doesn't make sense, or like now your song, maybe as you record, you play it for people and the person wasn't feeling it, but then you drop it, or another set of people listen and they felt it. So, how do you always manage those kind of situations being an independent artist, you know, Omo? Because obviously, like, man, I won't even lie to you, like, do you understand that there are certain songs of even artists that I like that I was like, this is underwhelming. And like, I expected something from, do you understand? Like, you thought to release this. And like, artists that you know that they can do better, or they can do a different style, or they can do it. Do you understand? Imagine them as an independent artist and having like, you know, having even a label and opinion of people, like, you know, and also thinking to the direction of being in a label where a label will restrict you and tell you this song is not good enough for drop. But then you think this is... So how does that thing work?
I think with labels, it's business now. So business and pleasure, they are meetings. Like, you are doing it because of you like
your creative process.
So it's like me, I like this particular song. Like, I have 20 reasons why I like it.
Yeah.
As I have 20 reasons why I like it, it means that me, I want to drop this song because I know how to sell it. Like, once I like this song and I put a phone here, it will be very easy for me to vibe this song and people will catch it. Like I can do it every morning when I wake up because I like this song.
Mm-hmm.
But now you want me to drop this particular song that people like, well, I'm not really connected.
Yeah.
To this particular song, I'll drop it too, and I'll count the videos. Okay, I'll make 20 videos. I don't mean it. If I once I do the 20 videos, and people don't like, I'm like, should I told you? Meanwhile, if people should work, like, and once what you don't like should go out there, I think I don't know, but I think it should fuck you up, small.
mentally as an artist.
Yeah, I think once, I don't know, but I think it should fuck you up.
But what if you think people will like it and people don't like it as much as you
think? That's even worse. Do you get what I'm saying? Do you know what I'm saying? No, but if you like it, if you like it and people don't like it, I've never thought of it because I always know how to sell my songs. I make them in a way that I'll be able to sell them. So, and my songs are real life at the same time. So, like, it's not like fictional.
But is it every song you make that is inspired by a particular situation, or you just do music based on vibes?
If I should actually, so this is it.
My creative, do music based on vibes, or based on party.
No, it's creative process. It's based on creative process. Like me now, if you give me a beat, if you make a beat for me, and I should come and record it later, like let's say days later, I think those are how my best songs came out.
Yeah,
but like recording on the spot. Like record purpose on the spot. Like there are many songs on the spot where they are good.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just recording on the spot is like there will not be as much details. There will not be attention to details. Mm.
Mm.
That's when people, I mean, I don't like going back to songs. I like finishing. Like I can do 2 days on it, like just making sure I finish that song. I don't like going back. Because once I extract that demo out. Once you change anything again, that song it has scattered everything in my head. Like so type shit. Yeah, so it's like for me, like the whole creative process determines that.
Well, you get guys with the entire say actually like can do better with this song, like you value their opinion on your music. Like
that used to work before. But now the longer you are going inside, the more stubborn you will be.
Yeah.
So now I've got to the point where it's like you don't know anything. I played on boys for couple niggas that, so a couple industry niggas that maybe they can help me do 1 or 2 playlists.
Mm-hmm.
They're like, I'm playing nice song, shot, but that's my biggest song right now.
I get question like, how when you did like studio like industry niggas like, and maybe you know. They don't lie to you, you know, say, nah, lie. Do you understand?
Guy, I said to God, let me first tell you the worst people first. Sorry, I'm about to say this. You don't shoot the guys, but A&R's, you should not first go and sit down. Because A&R's will not pick Shea vibes, they will not pick Ashake. You see, okay, A&R's might not pick Ashake, okay. But they will not pick Shea vibes, they will not pick Ashake. But those three, they will first not pick the A&R's that I know. They will not first, they want to hear high-pitched melodies on my piano, log drum, so that's cool.
Yeah. Whiskey type vibe.
Type shit, all this kind of shit. Meanwhile, it's like, I was not really working.
Yeah.
Especially just because I did not count, GP. That was just like, why did you just see, like, some things work and something? Like, they signed, like, at least 100 artists, all of them, like, not sound alike, but they're delivering the same thing.
Meanwhile, what the market needs now?
Needs right now is like, so like the most successful project this year for me that I'll say like penetrated this year will be Remazone. Because he had to just scatter everything everybody was doing. Like he had to just come back and take us back. Like, and that was necessary.
Exactly.
That was necessary.
It still falls back on what I said earlier about, because he even said in one speech he gave at the show, I think the release was in the UK, where he said, "I'm a piano had come to disrupt our sound and watered it down, and he had to bring it back."
Perfect.
Do you get? And you know, initially, so when people heard our album, everybody was like, "This guy is trash." When they heard it was about, they were like,
"We haven't gone far." When you first did that, niggas were like, "I'm not gonna take it." Everyone was like, "So there are some humans, man." Respect.
I can't even lie. Like first time I heard that Monday morning. I remember
it's just like, I'm sure, like, public opinion. The first place to have public opinion is Aros. Like, anything people are taking, Aros is taking. It's like Aros is never different. Like, what people are, Aros is just taking what people are taking. Like,
you know? I can't even lie to you. First time Ramada album dropped, I listened to it. I'm like, what hot garbage is this, bro? I'm like, the only song I played more than once was Yayo. That's like the most conventionally Afrobeat song on that album.
Yeah.
That's the one that resonates to an average Afrobeat listener like myself. Yeah. That's the one that an average anybody will listen to Afrobeat. So, like, but obviously with time I started learning. I don't know if it's, I don't know if it has something to do with the embedded marketing or the promo Loki did. Because the Ozeba. Next thing I found myself as I'm washing plates. Ozeba.
No, it's not when I first played the album, I'm like, huh? This is new. First of all, why you used to like,
bro?
Everybody's used to criticizing Rema's project.
I don't like, bro. Rema, that first album, I liked.
Rema,
let me tell you what happened. So, nigga, I'm in the club.
That Rema was about album, and I'm my top, and my most listened album.
Abdul, what telling you in the club? What just started? Everybody just scattered. I'm like.
Like, you have no choice at this
point. Okay, let me tell you something.
Let me tell you something
about public opinion. Yeah. I think it's just on social media, everybody's talking. Genuinely, people, you can actually fuck with a song, but you just want to cap on social media. Let me give you an example. When Made in Lagos dropped, everybody was saying, trash, this one. Then Reckless played. Reckless is not even a song that's actively talked about on social media. It's like, nobody talked about it. I was in the club and Reckless played, and everybody jumped up. This was like, let's say, a week after the album came out and everybody jumped up to not Ginger, Reckless. Everybody
I don't think with David Dunn, Wizkid, we should have that conversation.
Some people, I think
with David Dunn, Wizkid, like, yeah, you don't have to actually download a David Dunn, Wizkid song
to know them, because so like, you're looking everywhere, people will play it like, oh, and you will know that,
yeah, you will know, yeah, like
that kind of thing. In this Roma's case, yeah, obviously, like you said, like, I just probably because of the way I was hearing some of the Ozeba. Then I'm like, let me listen to this thing again. Let me give it another chance. Obviously, the first day it came out, I tried to listen. Only Yayo like stuck with me. Like, only Yayo. The first week, I'll never lie to you, only Yayo. And then I kept on listening, yeah. And it just get the way we just started to carry my mind, go somewhere. Like, I just started to like it. Probably because of, aside from social media, the promo that was being done, the fact that it was everywhere, again, Ozeba. I knew there are some songs that you don't have on your phone, but you know the lyrics too.
Yeah.
So that was the case for me with Rema's album. So like, I kept on hearing it and it sort of like kept on replaying in my head. And you might think that it doesn't have any replay value, but that just that Ozeba. See, that kind of thing. So my head, I don't want that. See,
but like the question.
So I went back, heard the album, and bro, as a man.
But what causes that type of freedom? What do you think causes that type of freedom?
I think that
it's confidence.
I feel like it's confidence.
No, but I'm talking about like confidence cannot. So there are people that are confident.
You as an independent artist, you can't be that confident.
They not bomb me. No. They not bomb me where to not be that confident. Because that's all I have. So let me tell you now. He's in a label and he has that freedom. So let's go. You're talking about confidence. Confidence does not apply here. So confidence, yeah. Most artists, I'm telling you,
yeah.
Most artists,
yeah.
Once they even get signed, they are confident that okay, these people believe my music is good and my music is actually good for them to give me this type of money. So they're confident in their sound. Now, the label will tell you.
But are they free?
Now, the freedom to create whatever you want to create and drop a project thing.
I think it's because of the level he has reached.
I'm telling you, it's only independent artists that are doing that stuff. Nobody's moving it. Like, I don't want to start. Like, to be honest, I'm like, what an independent artist can drop this type of project? Like, I think because of he has delivered number wise.
Yes, yeah, I'm saying. He's he has a particular level. And like, his level just feels like, oh, this guy can just do
what I think that's the only thing that can cause that type of freedom. So,
what you're saying is there are some artists that are under labels that are not as free.
How can you be free?
Because it's business.
Yes, now.
Yes, it's that one. So they will determine how you're
You don't forget how bad it is. You could just
do that. If they submit that rapper album.
I get friends for label. Yes, now. I get friends for labels. Now. They could just do as it just did like this. They could just say, yeah, I'm going to record. As they just enter that place. You got to see producers that don't do there. You see like three songwriters, two yard art.
Waiting for you.
You could just look, say, crucial. Sure? Me, they record my song six by myself. I'm trying to say, full team just there. Like the song where you like when you stay Simon. I did it by my like, think what I'm saying is like, I have my own producer. I mean, by your own producer that are stuck with you, with Grady. Like,
so there are some labels that alter your creative process. That's the truth.
But like even, I have to give Ruga to, like, how Ruga put it off in a label. Because Ruga blew with his own sound. Like, everybody should know that. Like, people should be careful.
I have a story for that. I think that Rema and Ruga were groomed by people who were artists themselves and they understand what it means to create and they can give you that leverage of freedom Do you understand? I personally feel that as well. I mean, Rugal was groomed by, or his label head was Da Prince. Yeah. Da Prince was an artist. You understand? So Da Prince, obviously, it might not be everything that he told them that he wanted to drop, that the Alliance drop, but for certain songs that pushed him out there, you know, he, when he plays for Da Prince and explains the crazy process, Da Prince will be able to understand, like, when I've been dead this time.
Yeah, that applies. Kind of
I feel like that might help.
That applies. Idiot. Idiot.
Well, as your family, it was like your music and everything. Are they very supportive?
This guy will trigger this part. You know the story. What trigger this part?
I mean, I don't know the story.
The thing is, one reason why I brought you is that, like, I know you.
Yes, yes.
Shege, Isaac, like, I know Ajay, like, he's a very, very authentic person. Nah, Ajay, the realest, is actually real. In a real person, you know, bro, you get plenty of artists where you could succeed and get this level of money, but they don't get that. Every package, but Ajay is very real with you. Like, somebody that I've always had, like, conversations with, do you understand? I've always, like, had conversations and, like, I know how he moves. He moves tactical and he moves real. Like, he's real to himself. So, like, if I ask you those kind of questions now, for people to listen, because, bro, people do music. People not even on reach your level. Like, the people that listen to this podcast that are probably even students, they try to know how you take navigate, how you take even tell your parents, this is actually what I want to do. All those kind of things.
Yeah,
even us as we do this podcast, P, you mentioned something about doing 9 to 5 and mixing it with this kind of thing, like, with your music career. It's sort of like this, our podcast as well, right? Yeah. We're not making money from this shit, bro.
Yes, I just love.
Do you understand? We've done the run out for close to 5 years now. They said the 50th anniversary. So, like, we understand sort of like being an independent creative, not just an artist. And being in the case where, you know, if you go tell my papa, my mama say, I be podcaster.
No, the cruise is so difficult. You always will have, because, like, I can imagine me telling my dad, and I'm saying, yeah, what are you doing right now? So I'm doing podcasts. At least Davido has even done things for us. Yeah, right? No, at least Davido has even made, help us make sense to our parents. Where it's like, okay, you're doing music. Yeah, sure. Davido made the show. So you get like everybody's parents actually know that Davido actually did.
And all of us finished. All of us have a degree, literally. Like,
you cannot get what like me. Me, I did not take music seriously until I finished school. I'm going to tell you guys. So that, okay, let me say, I know book or say I be scholar. I shall come out, I give him 2-1. We know how we take that 2-1. You get we come out with the 2-1. I give you 2-1. You see, say, make I work. I try go work.
You don't work.
The salary don't work. Guy, the salary, yeah. The what was about that salary is? Bro. Guy, that salary, I don't speak. Guy, you know, say, guy, you know, there's something about Nigerian jobs that are annoying. Whenever they give you salary, they expect you to say thank you. Like, for money you works for. Like, I know that stuff. It's like
the government kiss us.
Guys, anytime I just enter the office, I could just be one engineer will be say the man life my day go spoil. Could just, you know, like, everybody claims territory.
But economic bills they wait for you.
Yes, right? Now. So in my head it's like when all this, the whole thing just started happening in the office, I just had to leave. And because I just told him I was first sick. Then after the whole 3 days lined over, I was sick. I just went to the office. They just locked me outside. They said that this thing. I said, oh, my quit. That they should give my NYC letter. Can you come? I just submitted my NYC. I was done. Like, now my dad, that's when me and my dad started fighting. Imagine, I even coped too. I coped for like 2 years. My blocked the man.
I saw blocking.
Guy, I said to God Almighty, for you to come between me and my music right now, like, it's crazy. Like,
but are you guys on good terms though?
For me and who?
So you mentioned something that one of your biggest inspirations is people believe that you cannot do it.
Yeah, like, it's very sweet. No, let me tell you what. Before it was not sweet. Before it was like
supports me now.
No, it's like before, you remember that time that we take Sarosa, but let me retweet this post. Umbaba will stop the reply. I can see Umbaba be retweet. So it's like you not go to a point where it's like, when I stopped asking for this piece and just focused on the work, that's when I started getting like my numbers. Like, I'm telling you for a fact, like, that's when everything started happening. And in my head, it's like, then when Umbo is now dropped, do you know how Ross was supporting that drop? Can you see what happened? When I stopped asking him, he posted that scene like five. It's like in my head, I'm like, imagine. So it's like, I just stopped asking people for anything. And so it's like, that's the thing I look at. I'm like, oh, you don't think, you don't, is this song you don't like? It's okay, is this one? That's my next drop. I fuck okay, this is the one you know. Okay, everybody likes this one.
I fuck with boys, family, boys. So, boys are good.
Why do people cover us?
You get it? I didn't even notice that thing.
Yes,
I didn't
notice. I'm pretty sure.
He didn't tell me before.
I didn't tag anybody.
I did not notice until when Bessin sent that to my DM. Say, is this you? For my tweets when I tweet at that time. I be no look. Cause which I look for cover.
What happened?
Like, I don't know. If you ask me what the song covers, which I don't see the look covers, bro. Like, do you understand? All those graphics where he covers where they move. I don't really understand.
But what inspired that song though?
On Boys.
Yeah.
I just chill song now. I just you understand.
So to be honest, On Boys is like continuation of Say a Prayer. With On Boys, it's like so. People look down on young people also. That's something I'm focusing on. So it's like if you don't have children, you don't have kinikon. You don't have to like why are you hosting like this? Why are you?
Bro.
Meanwhile, it's like in Nigeria that we're in today, if you don't, it's like as if there's timeline of being rich or else.
Do you understand?
Or else. Not or else. The other part of that or else. Yeah, it's soup.
Like,
bro, it's like, bro, so actually, like, bro, I'm telling you, yeah, if you are not making money in Nigeria, you might not knock. Like, I'm telling you, you might not knock, like, till you make money. Like, I'm telling you, so people that like, they've not made money, to, like, and they're like almost 27. I'm telling you, there's some people that they've not had genuine sex. In like 7 years. Bro, university was the last. I'm telling you, I don't voice now. I'm an artist, so it's like this easy for me.
I'm an artist, so I didn't relate to him because in my life, there was a point in my year, 1 year, I never really reason on it, bro.
You know why? No, you don't get what I'm saying. This will say, the babe likes you. She has agreed to come and see you. That's like 50k spending. Like, I'm not telling you, that 50k. How? Wait, minimum wage is 33k. Minimum wage is 33k. I'm telling you, there's some boys that know who see me. Like, there's some boys, they're not just talking. They're just living their life. Ah, God, people are suffering. You guys, there's some suffering that is not about food. They can't eat, but can they eat? It's like some people are going to, but everybody just keeping calm. But like, it's crazy out here.
Yeah.
It's like, I just be looking at people. Like, see some people, yeah, they get babe, but their babe birthday, they call. And on their babes, they get to their babe's birthday, lights go finish.
Gas go finish.
Bro, the babe go say, you don't love her. Bro. And the babe go to say, the babe has enough points. His last birthday, he's not buying me anything. The guy could just look, say, come. Like, that was the whole bet of On Boys. It's like, do you know, like, the boys have won. And my own P today is like, the world is in a place today where whatever opportunity a guy has, a babe has it. Like, I think there might be limitations.
Yeah,
and that's not for you party job. There are limitations for boys. Some boys cannot do hook up. Some boys could do. Do you get what I'm saying? It's like wait, now everything. There are limitations for every on each gender. But I think like right now in the world, like there's some. Why would it do that? If we go see you now, some girls get with this, you get money past the boys with this.
Yes.
After school population, we'll check out.
So it's like I don't lie for you. I know your brother and sister they allow us for girls. iPad and
yes, now no, now with the drum, yeah. Like, so it's like,
so, like
we came from a place.
Say father and mother, will, but they give
we you. Came from a place where we say we know, say girls they hold money, bro. I never knew thanks for coming was a thing, bro. I just did my day, man. The baby could just say no thanks for coming. Like, the fuck, I'm woke. But guys, it's like Lagos girls be moving wild, man. The police be moving wild. Then landlord too.
I think that's the part I even called that a lot of boys.
Yes, that landlord be moving well. Everybody be moving well.
See that police one, bro. As long as that condo a lot of not if you make me drop for you. Now only if gone away, if I see gone.
If you see gone, I will respect. But
may I see you say if you condo lock back, bro. Condo lock, I don't know if you're anywhere, bro. I don't tell, I'm not supposed to talk this thing. No, sorry, I don't tell you anything. Jump for me, I'll give you shots. Do you understand? As long as if you can't do a lockback, since you don't want to respect yourself, yeah.
I'll be one time, me and girl take a show because of my the car be spoiled. And they be want money for security. Do you get what I'm saying? They say that Omar will go, he will give us money for security. Can you go and can you contact? And if I go give him money, I go give him money. Nobody say you can't tell me, say, nah. We know that. None of these niggas were about to fight. Guess who was beside us? Police. And just looking at us like this. Like, I'm like, this is the government here. I didn't even want to represent law and order. Like, yeah.
You get some people for that area, they pay steady dues to a bad bro. They get steady dues. Do you understand? I got para, see. Why they pay
this guy? What did he do for me?
What did I give this guy money for? Like,
what's your money lady decoder?
Do you understand? But which kind of low-key advice? Because it's the end of this episode. So, like, advice you just get?
Advice? Advice me.
Okay, I say you don't boast me.
No advice me at this point because, guy, all the advice he did my Instagram reels. Just go type motivation. This
where can you find our journey realist?
Yeah, so by the time
find him on Spotify. Just open your Spotify.
Yeah, do you have new shit coming out?
Yeah. By the time this people roll out, so they'll be sorry for myself. New song.
Sorry for yourself.
Sorry for myself.
That's crazy. Right. You know that you need advice.
I've been sad, man, guy. So it's like my heartbreak type song, and to be everywhere, all DSPs. If not anything, they stream and we go there type shit. So make everybody
you Google no define money. So if you stream for all the work, you say you know define money now.
So you define
money. That's what I said. People are very used to this thing. I said I know they find money. I said I know they find money. You always see play bet. Don't be sad today. I just bet. That's not lose.
Our recording artist with his play bet. Our Arsenal lose, bro. Hey,
see how recording artists. Why would I put all these laws for artists?
No, because you don't feel safe.
Some artists just get laws. Like, as if artists don't be human.
Can you lie? Let me lie to you. If I be a bad boy, you pull up like this, bro.
I go feel safe.
If you don't drop 10K for that.
No, me can't lie. Man, no lie. If you go watch it, the number of artists with a climb bike. Now, let's not do this. Guy, maybe person just called the documentary for watching, bro. You go, that's how I said it.
Like, popping artists, or like, open.
Independent artists, I see they call them.
Let's see this up. Enter your Twitter. Just say, cut on bike. And I tell you, say, an artist and I watch it. You'll be the trend which they get.
Okay, I know the artist who you talk about.
I swear.
But if you say that one, if you say that one, PR.
Bro, I'm telling you, the way that idea came, even if it was PR, when the idea came when it was on bike, I'm telling you, the guy there on the bike, when he takes us, guy, this is if he said, guy, everybody, the guy is bad, man. But yeah, that real life.
No, that, bro, real life, everybody go blue. Timing. Few weeks when you're 35.
Go for blue, dude.
Okay. Now, there's nothing wrong. You look 35. What this is what you want to do now? You go draw that 35.
No, the cruise about blue.
You see, Ashake.
How many artists has blue?
The most blue in his 30s now.
Yes, no, but it's hard for us to blue.
Ashake, when I see Ashake the clock 31 in January, I won't crease.
No, sorry. Let me not take it out of context before this thing ends.
Mm.
There's blue and there's growth.
Mm.
Many artists
did not
blue. Many artists grew. Thames grew. Most of them, Bonaboy grew. Everybody grew. Like, people that actually blue, I believe.
Yeah.
There are people that are blue that are blue.
Sorry, what do you mean by Thames? Bro? I think Thames blue.
Thames
blue. What's it? What year?
Hmm?
What year did she blue?
She blue 2020.
SNS. No, 2019.
Everybody knew her from
SDC.
You can't say everybody knew her.
Them.
She no, had people a new Thames. No, you don't get what I'm saying. She grew.
She had
Try Me that was popping. But you say blue.
That's what I'm saying now. Popping means growth.
Growth. We're not saying she started.
See, the whiskey you say blow.
You
see,
whiskey say on the street. The whiskey say on the street. I say, come and see yourself.
Okay, it's the Iwo bloom.
It's growing.
Growing.
But he has not missed whiskey. That he didn't blow.
Let's just run it. Let's just run it.
So everybody must blow. You're correct.
Vic, drop your Instagram.
Ajay the videos. On all platforms.
SPs.
Snapchat, S videos everywhere.
X videos.
You seen the X videos.
And I inside also. So you guys, don't forget to click the link. Click the link. Ticket for your tickets, for your live show tickets.
Sir.
Make sure you drop comments. And we're going to drop on the Spotify Q&A. We're going to drop giveaway question. Just answer. We'll pick the best answers, probably. We'll pick the best answers or the correct answers, anyone, depending on the question that we drop. So just click on the Spotify Q&A. And we're giving away 2 tickets to our live show. December 7th. Cafe 1 VI. Not the one in Lekki, VI.
Crazy.
Ajay Julius is going to perform.
Congrats, brothers. I don't know. We'll talk
see
about
you guys
this.
Next week.
Bye, guys.
Peace out. Yeah.
Guy, this was... Guy, come you. I get to... Guys.